Hello?
Yes, sir. We got disconnected. Something went wrong here in our office. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the survey. We're almost done. We're at 85%, okay? All right, so now talking...
Listen, there wasn't anything. Somebody there put pushed the button.
Yeah,
you told me 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're almost done. It's 80. I'm going to take just 2 more minutes. I promise.
Okay,
man. Help me out. Okay. All right. Now taking into account.
You remind me of one of my students.
Taking into account everything you just heard in the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum or would you vote no against the referendum?
Which referendum are you talking about? I mean, I moved on from that.
Okay.
I'm
going to continue.
Which referendum are you talking about?
Okay, I'm going to continue with the other one. We're almost done. We're at 90%. You will now be asked a few short demograph questions before we finish the classification purpose. And regardless, how may you feel today? For who would you vote? For who did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, Republican candidate, or someone else?
I'm not going to answer that. That's a
okay.
Total
no,
trap.
Not a problem.
Okay.
And you
just blew it.
No, sir. This is the last question. If you...
Siguiente pregunta, si las elecciones generales para los presidentes se celebrarán hoy entre los siguientes candidatos, ¿por qué votaría usted? ¿Por entre Donald Trump y Kamala Harris? Ok, muchas gracias. ¿Y diría que esa decisión es definitiva o probablemente? Muchas gracias. Cuando los votantes acuden a las urnas para votar por los candidatos,